boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I told Neighborman last night, don't bother coming home. Not because like we were in a fight or anything. Oh, don't jump to conclusions.
Sounds a little aggressive.
Like, don't bother coming home. I don't like it. Not like that. It was, if I were you, I wouldn't come home to the mess that I've already walked in on. It was like that. Here's the thing. I called him. Because I saw on his location, because we share locations, that he was already headed home. And I'm like, hey, your son left you a surprise. Because here's the thing. I like to tell him the kids are his when they misbehave.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They're not my kids when they're misbehaving. They're his, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, I was like, your son, Zah, left you a surprise. He's like, well, if that's the case, I ain't coming home. I got a full tank of gas, and I'm just going to keep on driving. Mm-hmm. And I said, If I were you, I would do that. Find the nearest hotel, stay there. Mm-hmm. But I don't care how much it costs. I'd book the hotel. Because you want to know what I walked in on last night when I came home? I walked into Zot, luckily still in his kennel. Because, you know, that
Shocking.
Little guy, right? Can get out of anything. No, he was in his kennel. And we always leave a little bowl of water, some food, and then a little place for him to sleep on. A little, like, bed or whatever. Mm-hmm. He decided yesterday his food wasn't enough and he was going to do, hey guys, it's a little unboxing with Zah. And he unboxed his bedding.
Oh no.
So bedding was everywhere. It was like a pillow fight in the 90s or something. Oh, oh my God.
No. Oh no.
There was fluff everywhere. It was like it snowed in the house. Mm. I don't know if he, like, I didn't give him enough food. I did, but I don't think he thought that was enough food. It was fluff everywhere. Hey, guys, it's an unboxing with Zah. That's what I think he sounds like.
You got to put a camera on this little guy so that you can at least put it on TikTok.
That's what I'm saying. Or America's Funniest Home Videos or something. I could be making millions.
I would watch Zah's unboxings. For sure.
He needs to be unboxing so much because he's seriously the double child.
I think you should do it. That'll at least make it worth it, cleaning up.
I'll let you know when he unboxes next.
Yeah, let me know. I'm locked in. I'm going to be a total creep this morning. I was excited because a package got delivered at my house. And mm-hmm. I told you the other night I went on a little bit of a late night shopping spree.
Uh-oh.
So I thought that that's what was getting delivered. But I went to my porch and looked at the box and noticed it was from Target, which is not where I ordered from. And the name on it was Susie Smith.
That's suspicious.
That sounds like a...
Isn't that like John Doe?
Like a witness protection program name. So I'm like, okay, well, this clearly is not mine. The address is not mine. It's my street. So I'm like, okay, I got to take care of this then. Nobody talks about how weird it is to return someone's package. It's the right thing to do, obviously. But I like pull up outside their house. I'm like, do I pull in the driveway? I don't know how much attention mm-hmm. I want to draw into myself. Grab the package. And it was huge, by the way. It was a large box. I'm like walking up to the door. I'm like, oh my God, they have a big window on their front door. Can they see me? Do they have a Ring doorbell? They're going to be like, that girl does not have on a FedEx costume, not a costume, uniform. What is she doing with my box? I feel like I just looked ultimately suspicious. Did I do anything wrong? No. But I felt like I was.
Our neighbor and I, because we live like in a duplex, so it's like up and down. We live in the lower, they live in the upper. Their package always gets dropped off at ours. And I will always walk upstairs and drop it off to them. But I don't ever want to look suspicious in any sort of way. So I knock on the door.
I didn't do that.
And I do. And then it's worse when they don't answer and I know they're home. That's where I'm like, do you hate me? But that one time I asked them about it and they were like, oh, I just had my gaming headphones on. So that made me feel a little bit better because I'm like, okay, good. You weren't avoiding me. But I always knock because I don't want them to think I'm like stealing it or I don't want them to think anything weird of me. So I always knock.
I didn't do that, so I don't know. Am I going to be posted on like the neighborhood Facebook
probably.
Group? Oh my God. I guess next time. I probably won't do that. I got too nervous.
Well, here's my other thing is I don't want other neighbors to think I was stealing it or anything or being suspicious. That's why I knock.
It's me now.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So I keep seeing these videos of people talking about this morning routine that's viral that has changed their life.
I'm here to have my life changed.
I am too, especially at the start of the new year. I mean, it's the end of January.
Yeah.
I'm ready to start over tomorrow. Well, that's fine.
My morning routine is actually like down to like a T. You know what I'm saying? Like I've got it down to like the minute.
Okay. Not so much that. I'm talking about waking up and getting out of bed, which is difficult. So I did a little deep diving because what are you guys talking about that this like Mel Robbins theory has changed your life? So I looked into it. Do you know who that is?
Only because I swear to God, that's the same name that Loretta was telling me she was listening to a podcast about.
Could be it.
I might be wrong, but I swear to God, that's the same name. And she said that it was a very inspirational podcast.
Probably. So motivational speaker, Mel Robbins.
Uh-huh.
Also on TikTok now, obviously. Spilling some knowledge and has put out this like theory that's turned into a trend of the 5 second rule when it comes to waking up in the morning.
Because yeah, you tell me I gotta get out in 5 seconds. Oh, you were being serious. Okay, no, that's a no for me. No.
Not my theory, but so apparently, is advising people don't hit snooze on their alarm clock immediately. I'm like, ouch, I do that every morning. I have to. I set alarms knowing that I'm going to hit snooze. But she says the longer that you wait and the more you hit the snooze, the more you're not going to want to get up. You're just like setting yourself up for failure. So the 5 second rule is she says that you should count down from the number five the minute you open your eyes. So that alarm goes off, you in your brain go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and you need to get up. Because in your mind, the minute that you start counting backwards from five, you know by one, you need to be out of bed. You're not going to talk yourself out of it if you do the countdown, supposedly. And now I'm seeing all these videos of people being all productive, like making smoothies and going to workout classes and, I don't know, doing their skincare routine in the morning, and they accredit this all to the 5 second rule. They're like, if I get up in those 5 seconds, boom, I am productive. I haven't tried it because I didn't see it until like 10:30 today, but I may try it tomorrow. I cannot promise that I'm going to be a productive queen though.
I need like 15 seconds to talk myself into it usually is what I need. But this, here's the thing, that would be really, really nice because what I've been doing is setting my alarm for 6:45 in the morning because I'd like to get up at that time to get up and cross stitch for an hour. Mm-hmm. And then I'd like to go to the gym, but I haven't been able to get myself to do that. So then I sleep until 7:45 and then I go straight to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd really, really like to get up and like, you know, cross stitch and watch the news. And I haven't been able to get myself to do that. So I need to start doing that where I hear it and then I do the countdown. I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it though.
I'm going to give it a try tomorrow because I've been setting alarms earlier knowing I'm going to snooze them because I want to get to the gym earlier so that it's less busy. So I'm going to try it tomorrow. But the only thing that really ever motivates me to get up out of bed is that I have to go to the bathroom so bad. Yeah. So maybe I also need to chug some water and then count down from
maybe
five.
Maybe you chug water and count 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 as you're chugging water. You know what I'm saying? Like chug 5, 4 like as you're chugging.
Yeah.
And then it will make you pee and you're counting down.
I have no choice but to get up then.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
You are never going to believe how I plan on celebrating my 30th birthday.
Well, I don't know, because you've been mostly in a spiral about it.
I mean, she's not wrong. I am dreading my 30s. I do not look forward to them in any sort of way.
Well, you technically have, 2 weeks, but you're celebrating early this weekend?
Yeah, I'm going to celebrate this weekend with my sisters.
Got it.
Because really, my birthday is Super Bowl Sunday, so everybody's going to be watching the big game. Nobody's going to be celebrating.
Right.
I understand. There's commercials to watch.
Yeah,
not
of course.
Me. but most people, you know, go out for their 30th probably and they drink or they get a party bus, you know, all the fun things.
Yeah.
Nah. Well, you know what I want? I said I want to do my two favorite things in life. I want to play board games.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go thrifting. I've been really into thrifting lately, and I'm going to blame you for that, to be quite honest.
I am a bad influence.
You really are. So my sisters and I are going to go to Coralville, Iowa City area, and we're going to go thrifting for this weekend. Mm-hmm. And this morning we were talking about it. We're like, okay, we're going to hit up these stores. My sister Caitlin's sending her list. My sister Amy's like, okay, I'm looking for books. So they got kind of a vibe, but I'm looking at my sister Caitlin's list and she's got a couple things on that list. And at the very bottom, I see paper shredder. And I was like, if you see two, we got to get me one. I want a paper shredder. I've been wanting one so bad, and I didn't even think that, duh, you should get one at like a thrift store. They're going to be way cheaper. Mm-hmm. Those things are stupid expensive.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for this weekend. I'm going to get mama a paper shredder.
So you had nothing else that you were like, I'm going to be on the hunt for this. I want to treat myself to new clothes or nothing like that?
No, I had nothing in mind. Maybe a coffee table, but I didn't think that would fit in the car. So that was kind of on the back burner, but to be quite honest with you, I had nothing in mind until I read her list and it said paper shredder. And I was like, that's what mama wants for her birthday.
Oh my. I mean, that is 30.
I'm so excited.
30, flirty, 30 and shredding.
It's time for a Taylor window update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
We got a road work sign out there?
Yeah, we've had it for a couple days now. Oh my God, Taylor. Yes, because it says one lane, or it says reduced to one lane. That's what it says.
Oh.
But here's the thing is, I'm like, where's the one lane?
Yeah, that's not.
But I think it's if when you hit the curve over there, I think it's technically reduced to one lane for that hole that you went and looked at a couple weeks ago because we had that water issue. So that's where I think. Yeah, we've had that out there for a while. You clearly do not pay attention.
No, I don't think I've come that way, to be honest. I think I've been coming from the opposite way, but why have I not seen
you
that?
You don't come that way?
No, I haven't been.
Oh, that's
I've been
your
switching
problem.
It up. You don't do that?
Switch up the way I come to work?
Yeah.
No, I like to come a certain way. Because I know where the cops are at. We got too many cops over here. Cops, I know where you're at. All right? Here's the thing. I'm going to be honest with you. Cops, I know where you're at. I've been watching you. And you're trying to switcheroo on me. Here's the thing. I'm just going to spill the tea.
Go ahead.
I don't know what this business is over here, but they like to sit there in two different spots. The big air, sealed air over here.
Oh, yeah,
they
yeah,
like
yeah.
to sit there in two different spots.
Mm-hmm.
And they like to try to, I think they want to catch me. I really think they do.
It probably is you.
Then they like to sit at this other business across from that.
Yeah.
And they like to sit there. Now they got a new spot on Wilson Avenue.
Do they?
Uh-huh. So, well, sometimes when I come to work, they'll sit at the funeral home on my way to work.
It feels okay. Sad.
I know. I'm on patrol. I'm on my own patrol.
Mm.
Now, on my way home from work, and I don't know if you've been noticing this, it's a road after the funeral home. They've been just sitting there. It's next to a house that's for sale. Be watching. I think they're trying to catch me.
I think it is you, because I have not noticed this at all.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm like, they want to catch me going five over, because, you know.
You got a warrant?
No, I don't got a warrant. And then I caught him last night. Downtown, and I'm like near the hospital, and I'm like, you are gonna try to catch me going near, going like two over near the hospital. That's where they're really gonna get me, because you could, right?
I'm starting to think you're guilty of something.
I'm not.
Just why are they following you?
I don't know, but and why do I know where they're at? You know what I'm saying? Like, it seems suspicious. I know where they're at.
you don't sound good right now. So if you're a cop, let me know what's on a record. I must know. I gotta know.
It's clear, I promise.
I doubt it.
I have been trying for years to convince Taylor to watch Only Murderers in the Building. And all I had to do was compliment what you're wearing today.
Yeah.
And I finally have convinced you to watch Only Murderers in the Building.
You've got me a step closer, that's for sure.
Okay, so what you're wearing today is like this. It's a jacket. It's a zip-up jacket. I would say it looks like something somebody who's athletic would wear.
It's sporty.
Sporty. And I said, you look like that gym teacher on Glee.
Sue Sylvester.
That's who it is.
Put some respect on her name.
And then, yeah, you said Sue Sylvester. And I go, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's in Only Murderers in the Building. And immediately you go, what?
Mm-hmm.
She's in Only Murderers in the Building? And I go, yeah, she's like a really great character in the movie, in the show. you should watch it. And now you want to watch it?
I was like, dude, that's all you needed to say. I don't know why. I've never really gotten into Only Murders in the Building. I think I tried to start watching it and like fell asleep first episode. Whatever. I just haven't had the like want or the will to see it. Even though I know there's all these great actors. People love the Steves, right? People love Selena Gomez in it.
Mm-hmm.
I've just never gotten around to it. And I'm like, dude, all you needed to do was mention Sue Sylvester. I know that's not her name. Her name's Jane Lynch. Okay. Yeah. But
you know it's Sue Sylvester.
Yes, because that character to me, so iconic. Uh-huh. I know Glee is like whatever these days. It's a little dicey, but she made that show, okay? And if you would tell me that Sue Sylvester or Jane Lynch or whatever is in any TV show or any movie, I'm going to watch it.
You don't even care?
I really don't even care because even if it's garbage, I will probably still love her in it.
Then you're going to love Only Murders in the Building. She makes the show just as good.
Now I don't know if you're lying or if
I'm not. Her I can't ever remember who, because I showed you the character. I can't ever tell the difference between Steve Short and Martin Short.
Yeah.
So I think it's Steve Short.
Steve Martin.
Thank you. I can't ever tell the difference between those two. She has to be his stunt double and... She just does it perfectly.
Well, I need you to give me some time because you've been hounding me for years.
Oh my God, please.
I might need to rewatch Glee first, actually. I just decided.
What? Are you kidding me?
And there's like 8 seasons of that. I'm now going to start going through what you did, which is construction outside of my home.
Good luck, soldier.
I know. Well, I know yours was more like road type construction.
Uh-huh. Vermont.
Well, I live in like a newer development, I guess I would say. So we've been lucky enough that we have a lot of like empty lots near our house. So there's never any traffic. We can leave our blinds open and don't think twice about it. But now they're quickly adding more and more homes and duplexes and things like that, which means more construction workers getting closer and closer to where we live. Which is fine, and they really have not been in our way at all, but it's started where there's like big, this is where I sound dumb, construction vehicles, like outside parked in the dead end by our place. Again, fine, we don't park over there, but my cat is loving this.
Mm-hmm. Our cats loved it too.
My cat, Romeo, especially this morning, they had some sort of excavator or bulldozer, I don't know what it was, being loaded up onto a trailer like right outside our window. So he was perched up and he was staring them down, seeing what was going on because they were making a little bit of noise and he was loving it. But me being the cheesy cat mom I am, I'm like, oh my goodness, Romeo, look outside the window. And I'm pointing and I'm like, oh my gosh, look, they're doing this now. Look it, there's a man, Romeo, there's a man. And I forget that the window is a two-way situation. Like I can see them, they can also see me, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I need to like maybe not do that without thinking about, oh, I'm like wearing my bathrobe right now.
Oh my God.
Sitting at the window pointing at people to my cat. I look like a crazy cat lady.
Yeah, this is the time where you're gonna forget that you can't dress like that anymore. The amount of times I would walk out in our living room, forgetting that the construction crew was out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd have my top off. And I was like, oh, God. Well, enjoy that free show.
Yeah, there you go. There's a little bonus for your Wednesday.
You didn't think you were getting an employee bonus, did you?
You're welcome.
I've been getting the same birthday gift every year for several years now. And I don't have the heart to break it to this person that I hate the gift. I do.
You let it go on this. Okay. Have you ever liked it? Have you ever liked it?
No.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Who I am as a person is I hate disappointing people. I hate upsetting people. I hate hurting people's feelings. That's who I am as a person. You know what I'm saying? Like that's, I can't do it. So I can't tell them that I don't like the gift because I feel like I'm going to disappoint them. I feel like I'm going to hurt their feelings.
Mm.
But at the end of the day, I also know they spent money on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just don't know. I don't know what to do. But I also know they worked hard on it. I just don't know what to do.
Dude, it's so awkward. Because like you said, they are also putting something into it. Energy, time, money. Mm-hmm. But if you're just like throwing it away every year, then you feel bad about it. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know that you should like straight up be like, hey, by the way, that gift you've been getting me for however long, hate it, never liked it. Yeah. It's horrible. It's the worst. But I wonder if there's a way that you can just be like, hey, don't worry about getting me a gift this year. Is that fine?
I feel like maybe just a little bit more with that would help. You know what I'm saying? Like, can I say something like, don't worry about getting me a gift because I don't need it, or I found something else I like with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like a different version of it.
Wait.
What?
I think I've got it. This sounds really good, by the way.
Oh, you're so smart.
You say, hey, don't worry about getting me a gift this year because I'm trying to downsize on all my stuff.
Which is not wrong, because I know. I truly am.
I don't need any more stuff. You know what I mean? So yeah. Like, don't worry about it. Appreciate the thought. But like, really, I do not need more stuff in mm-hmm. my house, because it's also kind of true.
Because, right, I am trying to get rid of crap.
I think if somebody said that to me, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool. And then if I really wanted to go out of my way to get them something, I'd just like Venmo them $15.
Get them a
like,
gift card.
Coffee on me, or yeah, mm-hmm. enjoy a Target run on me. So maybe that is a
good
way.
No, I like that. Because then it's not criticizing them for their gift and their hard work.
Yeah, don't do that.
But also, it sounds believable. Mm-hmm. Everybody's trying to downsize.
Always.
And they've seen where I live, so they know I ain't got a lot of room.
You could send photo evidence, too, if you need to. Like, just make sure it's real dirty. You know, my phone is always, like, listening to the stuff that we are saying. Mm-hmm. And what was it? A day or two ago, you were talking about hacks to being on the stair stepper longer at the gym?
Yeah, I did 40 minutes on the stair stepper, and the only reason I can do that is because I will watch like Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons. But that day I was watching TikTok, and I just scroll and scroll and scroll mm-hmm. to distract myself.
Well, now, of course, after we had that whole conversation, my For You page is like, oh, here you go. This is what you've been asking for. So I saw people being like, oh my gosh, I started doing the Caitlin Martinez stair-stepper routine and I'm never turning back. So I was like, okay, what does this mean? I must know, because I can only last on the stair-stepper for a hot 7 minutes and then I'm done for the day. So what these people are doing is they cover the screen with a piece of paper.
I always have to cover mine with my jacket.
Which I told you is my problem.
Yeah, because I can't see it. If I see it, that's the problem.
I don't want to see the time. I don't mm-hmm. want to see the number of flights. It makes me want to quit. So they cover the screen, but they bring a piece of paper and then they bring like a marker or a pen and they listen to music and they take a tally every song that they listen to. But every song is a different length. So you could do, I don't know, a lot of them are doing like 10 to 12 songs, and suddenly they move the piece of paper and they've been on that thing for like an hour without even thinking about it. Because instead of minutes, they're thinking about the amount of songs that they're mm-hmm. listening to. Mm-hmm. So I have not tried this because I, again, just saw it earlier today. But I kind of want to, because I seriously am such a big baby that I want to see if this makes a difference for me.
My only concern is that I would get on to Jack Harlow and his songs are short.
Yeah.
And then it would be like 2 minute song. And then I'd be like, oh, well, I was only on here for 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, I saw specifically one girl was like, I just put on Lana Del Rey because her songs are very, very long. Uh-huh. But that doesn't make me want to go stair stepping necessarily.
I got to put on some Taylor Swift. She got some long songs. I appreciate that.
Taylor
woman.
Swift, uh-huh. early 2000s, back before our.
Yeah, early 2000s, man. We would. Thank you, early 2000s. Every radio DJ appreciates you.
5 minutes.
We could go to the bathroom. Thank you, early 2000s. We can't go to the bathroom anymore. Please pray for your radio DJs. We can't go to the bathroom anymore.
I'm so sorry.
We can't use the stair steppers anymore, and we can't go potty anymore.
And that has been Destiny's TED Talk today.
And if you're wondering, I didn't go to the bathroom yet.
Okay.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
More and more Super Bowl ads are coming out by the day.
And you keep ruining it for me.
Well, I don't have an ad for you today.
Oh, okay,
I have
good.
More so of a contest, okay? Which kind of reminds me, was it last year?
Didn't we have a contest last year?
It was like something crazy. Like there was a QR code on the screen for like 0.2 seconds or something.
Uh-huh.
And then everybody was trying to rewind and get
uh-huh.
to it.
Uh-huh.
This is kind of giving that energy. So it's Twix, the candy bar, who is putting on this contest, I guess. And what they want you to do is to not watch a single commercial.
Okay, what are you stealing this from Angel Soft? Did the same intern from Angel Soft go to like Twix?
No, I get what you're saying, because I was telling you that Angel Soft, the toilet paper brand, is purposely putting out a commercial for people to take a bathroom break during, which is awesome, and we all thank them for that. Twix is telling you to go to their website, twix.com, on your phone during every commercial break to compete in a staring contest. So the screen is going to have two gold bars on it with an eye on each one. And apparently the eyes belong to the Yin Yang Twins, the hip hop group. And they keep track of how long you stare and how many ad breaks you participate in the staring contest. The higher you score, the more entries you have. And at the end, they're choosing one winner to receive two actual gold bars that are worth about $170,000.
I thought I was going to get a Willy Wonka store. I was getting really excited, and then you ruined it for me until we just won $170,000.
Just
$170,000. I want a chocolate store. That's what I really want. My priorities here. You know, you don't want to swim in a chocolate fountain. I mean, come on.
I want to swim in $170,000, please.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
Move over, Gordon Ramsay. I'm going to open my own restaurant. I'm kind of the hottest chef around.
We are making bold claims today.
Honestly, too bold for what I'm about to tell you. But do you ever have one of those moments that you're like so cocky? You're like, I'm kind of the big deal around here, man. Like, I just made something that is genius. I think I'm going to open my own restaurant.
Yes.
This is the hottest thing.
Yes.
That was me last night. I was like, this might be the coolest treat that people are going to be talking about in Cedar Rapids.
Okay. You got to share.
And I tell you, I just think you're going to dog on it. Okay, last night, maybe it was so good because I was hungry, but I made a bagel thin. Like, so it's very low calorie. So yeah. It's not as much many calories as a bagel would normally have. Bagel thin. Toast it up a little bit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I put a little bit of peanut butter, no sugar added, or low sugar, I can't remember.
Healthy. Okay.
Healthy. But then when I put it on there, because the bagel was hot, it kind of melted mm-hmm. the peanut butter, which was awesome. Then I put what is considered healthier chocolate chips
mm-hmm.
on top of it. And then again, the bagel was hot, so it melted the chocolate chips. Girl, it slapped!
And that was it?
That was it. And I'm telling you, it was the best thing ever. And I've been thinking about it all dang day long. And I'm like, this is the only thing that's getting me through the day. I'm going to have this bagel again.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, I'm going to open it. I'm going to open a shop. And I don't know what it's called, but I'm going to open a restaurant. And it's going to be Bagels, Destiny Slapping Bagels.
Interesting.
I don't know what I'm calling it, but I'm
slapping bagels.
Slapping bagels.
I mean, I feel you. It's always like late night snacks like that.
Yeah.
Where you're like a little gremlin and you crawl out into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Like a gremlin. And you're like,
you get a little dried up toothpaste, uh-huh. you know, or something.
Because you did already brush your teeth because you're like, I'm done for the day.
Uh-huh. But then you're like, oh, yeah, I'm kind of hungry, though.
I must find a snack.
And then you make something freaking genius.
Can I tell you what I used to do?
Is it as genius? Do you want to be part
it's
of my
so stupid
Destiny slapping bagels it's coming so near
stupid.
You?
It's so stupid and diabolical. I just had to put my hood on because I'm kind of embarrassed.
You look like a freaking gremlin right now.
I'm getting in the mindset.
The gremlin.
What I used
to do.
You
got to have some dried up toothpaste on you to really get
Sorry,
in there.
I don't have that. What I used to do, and I don't buy these anymore, but now I might, is I would crawl my way into the kitchen.
Really crawl?
Kind of. I'd crawl my way into the kitchen and I would grab a cosmic brownie.
Ew.
You stop it right now. Do not.
Okay, I hated them as a kid. Maybe my taste buds have changed. Oh, God.
They taste like plastic. It's so good. And then I would put whipped cream on top.
Okay, now you're talking. That's it?
That's it. And I thought it was the best, most amazing dessert of my life.
Can we make them a little bit sexier?
Sure.
What if you put peanut butter on them? And then whipped cream.
That's your restaurant. Peanut, your butter.
I told Neighbor Man, wear the shirt. I'm like, wear the shirt. Stop being a baby. Let me explain why I told him he was being a baby.
Wow.
He was like, I got nothing to wear. And I'm like, yes, you do. You got plenty to wear. Why don't you rewear your work shirts? He, moral of the story is, he works in the food industry.
Yeah.
I thought he rewore his shirts every day. At least that's what I would do.
Does he have like, he clearly has a specific like uniform top. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I have never in my life worked in the food industry. Mm-hmm. I've worked in customer service. I've worked at a grocery store before. But never in my life have I worked in the food industry.
Yeah.
He does. And he's got a uniform. And I just figured he rewore it. Because at any other previous job, if I've had a uniform, I've reworn it.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh my God, that's, no, I can't do that. That's gross. Because it smells like the food. I've got stains on it from the food. I'd be spilling everywhere. No, I can't do that. That's gross.
Yeah.
And he's like, all my clothes are dirty. I can't do it. And I'm like, I just figured you were saving us money on laundry detergent and water, and maybe you were rewearing it. But he was telling me, no, that's absolutely gross. I don't see a problem with it. But again, I've never worked in the industry, so I wouldn't know.
No. I've never been like a server or like a line cook or anything mm-hmm. like that. I worked at a cupcake place, and I worked at a smoothie place. So both of those could get pretty messy, whether mm-hmm. it was like leaning up against a tray of cupcakes, you'd get frosting on the stomach of your shirt, or the smoothie place especially. That stuff was splattering everywhere.
Oh, I bet, yeah.
Fruit and juices and all the things. And based on my time doing either of those, no, you do not rewear. Because it's icky. The food starts to stink and like, I don't know, I feel like I get sweaty when I'm mm-hmm. making food, or if he's running food around depending on what he's doing. I feel like it's like worst case scenario. I would even go as far as just taking a rag and like scrubbing out the stuff and then throwing uh-huh. it in the dryer before I went to work, before I would have to rewear it. Cause that smells like rotten food.
He had some stuff in the washer, but he's like, I have 10 minutes. Like there's no time. I can put it in the dryer. So what he ended up doing is he ended up rewearing a shirt
mm-hmm.
and then just packed on the cologne. That's what he did.
Is that better or worse?
I personally loved it.
But you are not eating food, also inhaling it.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
I get it. I'm a little late, but I don't care. I think a wise person once said it's better to be late then sorry.
Who said that?
I don't know, but somebody wise probably did.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with it.
Go ahead.
Tonight's trivia question. More people buy these on a Tuesday than any other day of the week. What are they?
That could be anything.
I know. I'm like, what did I buy on a Tuesday?
Did I buy anything on Tuesday?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, did I buy anything on Tuesday?
I'm going to need to think about that. But you can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
More people buy these on a Tuesday than any other day of the week. What are they?
I just remembered I went a little crazy on Amazon
last
night.
What'd you do?
I'm going to have to look at my purchase history.
They might be the answer.
I'll look after this. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I'll never forget, my band teacher always said, to be on time is to be early. No, to be early is to be on time. To be on time is to be late. To be late, I always forgot what he said after that because I didn't pay attention. But I knew you were in trouble if you were late.
You missed that because you were late. That's what happened.
She's not wrong.
I know.
That's why I don't know what he said after that.
Then you'll never know because you're never early.
Nope. But anyway, so I'm late to this trivia question because it was supposed to be done on Tuesday. The question is, more people buy these on a Tuesday than any other day of the week. What are they?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. So far, 2347, and honestly, most everybody else on the text line guessed tacos.
Why didn't we think of that?
Taco Tuesday. It just makes sense. It's only right.
It's not the answer, but it does seem right.
It does seem right.
It should be their answer.
It's even if it's not right.
It's right.
It is.
Let's
right.
be honest.
It's the right answer.
4412 said plane tickets. Do you know something? 4412. Like, is that a cheap day?
See, I know there are people out there who pay attention to stuff like that. They're like, this time, this day of the week is the best to get, like, the best prices.
That's why I think 4412 knows something.
They might.
Do you work for TSA? What do you know, 4412?
What are we talking here?
Are you
Delta?
A pilot? Oh, Delta.
Oh, I don't know. What do you know? Let us know. Kayla said lottery tickets.
What do you know, Kayla? You work for Iowa Lottery?
Well,
what do you know?
Maybe at that point you've worked 2 days and you're like, I can't do it anymore.
You're right. You're like, I hate my job. I got to get the tickets now. I got to win something.
Is my day to retire. Dang it.
Or is that when they pull the Powerball?
I don't know. I'm thinking too logically over here. I have no idea.
We were thinking way too much into it. Like, I hate my job. It's a Tuesday. I got to get them lottery tickets. But I think that might be the day they pull the Powerball. Or is it Monday? Or is it Wednesday? I don't know.
One of those days.
We need to play so we can win.
And you know what? I don't care if it's Wednesday. I will.
More people buy these on a Tuesday than any other day of the week. What are they?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Well, what I just learned is that you and I need to start playing the Powerball so we can win because we don't even know what day of the week.
No, you'd be too late. Didn't we learn anything today?
We're never going to win because I don't even know what day of the week they ball. I'm going to be too late.
I'm still holding out hope.
I like to procrastinate. Procrastination is my middle name.
Sure.
And that's why I'm doing a Tuesday trivia question. A day late.
On Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm going to be the president one day because of that, okay? Good luck. Just remember that. The coolest people in the world always procrastinated, right? That's what I'd like to think.
All right.
More people buy these on a Tuesday than any other day of the week. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Watch out. People be buying socks on Tuesdays.
That is so random.
Well, I think... You know, it's funny because you and I were like, okay, because Kayla texted in saying lottery tickets.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
We were like, maybe that could be the answer, right? Because people are like, I hate my job. I'm over the 2 days, you know. I've had it. I'm going to try to win the lotto and get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking maybe Tuesday they're like, I'm going to get my life together. All right?
Yeah.
I got holes in my socks. I can't be like that anymore. I got to be
professional. Uneven amount.
Yeah, I got to be professional. I got to score some meetings. I gotta get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be holy, you know. I gotta have some nice socks. I don't know. That's my.
I don't.
Otherwise, I don't know why you're buying socks on Tuesday. I don't know what's going on.
I got nothing. I have no reason why you would do that.
I'd be buying mine on Saturday. If anything, I know.
No, it's a Sunday activity to me.
What?
I don't know.
It's just like I wake up, I watch cartoons, I eat my cereal, and then I go buy my socks.
Yeah, exactly that. A little bit of hypocrite because, you know, those nights where you're like, I can't get any help around here.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes get that way when it comes to cooking dinner, which I know, like, I like to cook and I normally am the leader of it all. But every once in a while, I'll be like, whoa, must be nice to be sitting on the couch playing on your iPad. I'm over here slaving away in the kitchen. But then... What happens is what happened last night. So we made some...
Did you have to say something or did...
No.
Oh.
No. And he helps. He offers to help. And a lot of the time I'll be like, no, I got it. Like, I'm good.
So he already came into the kitchen yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
Because we were making like an Italian sausage pasta. Okay. So I had gotten out of the shower. It really is not. So I feel like I've made it by myself before without any help. But regardless, I got out of the shower and he's already like getting stuff out of the fridge. I'm like, okay, we're going to like do this together. Awesome. It'll make it easier. But then it kind of went south because he starts like browning up the sausage and he's like, oh, should I like not ground it up so fine? Should I like keep it in bigger chunks? I was like, I don't think it's going to cook all the way through if you do that. Like the outside's going to be cooked. The inside's still going to be pink. He's like, oh, okay. Well, can we do Texas toast tonight? And I was like, well, I was kind of thinking breadsticks because I feel like breadsticks go better with this pasta. And then he looks at me, my boyfriend Curly, he goes, you're just shooting down all my ideas.
Oh, no.
I was like, okay, I am. I am doing that because unfortunately I am right. You know what I mean? Where it's like, oh, gosh, I complain about not having any help cooking dinner and then he helps and I'm just mean and I just shoot everything down.
I am Curly. Curly is me. Curly am I. I am Curly. Period. Because I don't know. Is he a cook? Because I'm not. And if I try to, it will be burnt or the house might start on fire.
He is, but I am
better. You do majority of it.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing is that like neighbor man does all the cooking in the house. Mm-hmm. And if I make any suggestions, he'll kind of look at me and eventually he'll be like, let the man cook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because he's like, either he was already thinking of that and it's like, shh, I'm getting to it.
I got it.
Or no, I got something better coming. Mm-hmm. Like, keep quiet if you're not going to make it.
Right.
It's like almost like you're a backseat driver. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's exactly what it is.
Shut up unless you're driving. All right. Exactly. If you ain't driving, keep your mouth shut. You know? Mm. So I just learned to finally just shut up is what I've learned. It's taken me time. And there are occasional moments I will say something.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get the look and I just know to zip my lips.
Stop it.
Because I'm like, you know what? If I don't want to cook it, I better keep quiet.
Yeah. I might need to borrow that from him. We're making
cheap. You need to make a look. You got to have a look.
Well, I want to say let the man cook. I am the man.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.